USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House. Now, the president is appalled by the calls to reduce or eliminate funding for police departments.
This has been a very strong year for less crime. Let's put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And
former Vice President Joe Biden breaking with the group Black Lives Matter and saying he does not support defunding the police. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. Dow gained 461 points to finish at 27,572. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, 33. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some people battling COVID-19 are suffering from another kind of outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Mask acne, or maskne as it's being called in social media posts, is for real, and healthcare workers are most at risk for it, as they're wearing their masks the most, for hours at a time sometimes. The blemishes are caused by the rubbing of the mask and the trapping of hot moisture underneath it, dilating facial pores and letting bacteria and oil clog the pores. Dermatologists recommend washing your face before and after wearing a mask and using a gentle moisturizer that helps strengthen the skin barrier.
Georgia and West Virginia are set to hold primaries on Tuesday after having postponed them due to COVID-19. Around 1.5 million voters requested absentee ballots in Georgia, and nearly 200,000 absentee ballots have been sent out in West Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the United States is ready if a second wave of coronavirus were to hit the country.
The first wave that came, and it came from China, inflicted on us, this country was not aware of that kind of thing. Now, we've sprung up factories all over the place. The Puritan plant, Honeywell's got two N95 factories going in Rhode Island and Arizona. President Trump has become the export ventilator king because of efforts of GM and Ford to produce ventilators. So, point is, we're a lot better prepared if a second wave comes.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes training is key for law enforcement.
We need better training before a police officer goes out on his first patrol, and we need to make sure that that training is done repeatedly to make sure that they incorporate the appropriate training to make sure that what happened in Minneapolis never happens in the state of Texas.
Abbott talking to reporters in Houston. He's attending the public viewing for George Floyd. The man was killed by Minnesota police on Memorial Day. Governor Abbott also visiting with Floyd's family. Floyd is set to be buried on Tuesday. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.